Pleasure to be here in Reno. This is quite a different environment than Jacksonville, Florida, but I see a lot of friends and people I know out here, so I feel right at home. I want to talk about not necessarily a new concept, but a little different concept today, and I don't want to focus on a particular product, but basically I want to talk about the concept. So, and this is all brought about by the introduction of a pre-packaged mixture called Aloft, which contains clothianidin and bifenthrin in a 2-to-1 ratio. And it was been researched the last 2 years extensively. Many of you have been involved in that. And we've had 1 year of marketing experience with it. And I want to share some of that with you, some of the positives and some of the questions. The bottom line is it provides excellent control of most major insect pests. And this is just a list of insect pests that we've got a fair amount of data on. The others we're working on, things like red imported fire ant, mole crickets, sod webworm, etc. I've listed those as others because we don't have the database yet to put them in the excellent control category. Just to give you a little snippet of how active this product is, I want to show this information. These are equal AI rates of clothianidin plus bifenthrin, clothianidin by itself at an equal rate, and bifenthrin by itself at an equal rate. This is European crane fly. Another example, and we've got several of these are just two I pulled out. Bill bug control, same pattern. Excellent control with the combo, less control with clothianidin by itself, and in this case, no control with bifenthrin. Is this synergy? I don't know. That's a question for a whole different time period. And when you start drilling down and trying to determine what is synergy, what isn't, then it gets extremely complicated. Next year, I want to be doing some work to tease out these various components of the formulation to see if one active is enhancing the activity of the other one, see whether the formulant ingredients are affecting the performance, and then a number of other things. So we have yet to determine why we get this increased efficacy. We just know that it works. One other thing I want to show is the rescue, the corrective, the what's the other term for it? Curative applications. This is an average of our 2007 data across four trials, showing that clothianidin plus bifenthrin in the loft is a viable alternative for the products that are now currently used as a rescue or a curative treatment. Let's see. Oh, I messed up. I'm sorry. This is early April 11th to April the 24th applications, showing that with a very early application targeted towards an insect that needs to be treated at that time, Aloft will provide full season control. Now, I just mentioned the rescue or the curative timing. This is the data set to show that. Okay, let's talk about our positioning. How's the company positioning this? Well, here's what we're thinking about doing, and we haven't implemented this yet. But basically, apply Aloft when monitoring indicates insect pest populations reach a potentially damaging level. This could be bill bugs, BTA, cutworms, annual bluegrass weevil, whatever. Or when the history of the insect problems at a given site indicate that an application should be made. And then after that application, no further applications until monitoring shows hotspots. And then treat with the product of choice to control that insect breakout. All right, so what have we got here? Basically, a loft with an early application. If you're monitoring and looking at insect populations, then it potentially could be applied anytime during this time, all the way up to the late season rescue curative application for white grub outbreaks and damage. So that's kind of the way the product is being positioned. It looks very good, but there are always objections to a program. And this is what I want to key into, is just list some of these that I've heard and address them. Now, I've got 6 points here. Any one of these points could be a subject for a long discussion. So I just want to throw this out to hopefully stimulate some discussion, some thought about the application timing and the concept. Well, the first that I've heard is that you're using two actives when one will do the job. Okay, so you're throwing excess chemical into the environment. The second is you're applying insecticide when none may be needed. Third, it diminishes the importance of IPM. I've heard people say, well, with your program, IPM is out the window. And that's perceived as bad, and I agree that is bad. Fourth one is a biggie. Will increase the potential for development of resistance to two actives with different modes of action at the same time. This, a lot of the time, comes from end users, and I have to say the entomological turf grass community has done a very good job of drilling resistance into the minds of the end users. They are concerned about it. The fifth point is, well, you'll get breakthrough and end up using more chemical than conventional control programs. And then the sixth one, which I've listed, is, well, you just wipe out all the beneficial insects and then we'll have a serious problem down the road in the future. All right, let's address these. And again, we don't have time to discuss all the research or the lack of research that's behind each of these, but I just want to throw these out. The first objection, using two actives when one will do the job. Well, with the two biological modes of action or biochemical modes of action of Aloft, it allows users to obtain quick knockdown of existing insects, many times adults, that's targeting the adult population, and obtain long-term residual activity of larvae with one application. The two modes of action also allows multiple life stages of the insect to be controlled with one single application. Of course, as you all know, many times you have all the life cycles of an insect present at the same time. So if you just use a more specific product, knock out the one life stage, you still have all the rest to deal with. And the third point, conventional single mode of action applications usually require more than one application, and sometimes, depending upon the geographical location, 6, 8, even 10 applications a year. All right, let's go to the second. Applying insecticide when none may be needed. Now, this program that we're talking about is based on monitoring or history of the insect populations at a site. This might be in a lawn care situation, a community, or it might be an individual golf course. If insect populations are sporadic at the site, then monitor and make an application only when the insects show up in potentially damaging levels. So theoretically, or potentially, no insecticide would be applied if it was not needed. And history shows that it's only a sporadic problem. Let's talk about this one a little bit. Diminishes the importance of IPM. My position is that this is not true, because this program requires insect pest monitoring before and after the insecticide application, or it requires a knowledge of the history of the insect problems at the particular site for an application. And then, of course, after the application, the site would still have to be monitored to make sure no hot spots developed, which would have to be controlled. So again, theoretically, the end user could get through the season without an insecticide application with this program. All right, this is a biggie, a huge one. The program will develop in the development of resistance to two actives at once. And I guess what I would like to say is that conventional application requires or relies on one active ingredient for one pest. And I think we can all agree that this technique has resulted in a number of serious insect resistant problems, namely annual bluegrass weevil and chinch bug, and there may be more. All right, the points here that I'd like to make is that the use of mixtures from the beginning has never been documented or suspected to result in single or double resistance. Secondly, IRAC, that's the Insecticide Resistance Action Committee, recognizes mixtures with different modes of actions as a viable way to manage resistance. And third, mixtures are recognized in practical alternatives in other disciplines. Mixtures are commonly used in the weed control and the disease control area. And then the use of mixtures and formulations eliminates reliance on end users to manage resistance. It's built in. So let's skip that one. The question here is beneficial insects, maybe. The big question is an April or May application. What beneficials are present and how would they be affected? I don't know the answer to this, and I'm not sure anyone does. So conclusion, the mixture approach controls multiple insect problems with one application. It incorporates IPM principles, reduces the potential for insect resistance problems, decreases the pesticide load in the environment significantly, potentially decreases the negative impact on beneficial insects, and allows end users to make more efficient use of equipment and manpower. You can argue with these, and we can talk about them. I've got a lot of research ideas for next year, and maybe we can get into some of these aspects in 2009. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, Doug. You can catch Doug.